So here's the bus the Lord gave us that we work for.
Fundraisers.
We kind of put a hand to the plow at everything that we've gotten in this ministry. It hasn't just come because we prayed. We had to put a hand to the plow and we asked our prayers.
Schools came by much prayer and hard work. And for those schools that couldn't afford the assembly program, they would raise the funds themselves, rain, snow, or shine, to get to the next kid.
The craziest day is doing a fundraiser outside of a Sam's Club, and I don't want to over-exaggerate it, but it was at least 20 below zero, and that was not with windshield. In fact, the news report was telling everyone not to go outside for the day. And here we are sitting outside in front of Sam's Club with no one coming to the store. But we stayed there and did a fundraiser that day, and obviously that helped, you know, keep the engine moving for the ministry.
We're in Miami, Florida. See, this is like the rock style of rock star, but the difference is we're doing it because we want to get to the kids and help the kids, and instill something in the kids instead of taking away from them. And the whole difference between what we do and what rock stars do, a majority of them, not all of them, we do all the work. We got nobody doing it for us, and we have to do it for
us. We the roadies.
It's a dream come true, guys, even though that we're doing it, again, not for the money. We're doing it because we want to get to you guys, the kids. Cool?
Amen.
Bradley and the You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International team endured bad weather, bus breakdowns, obstacles, opposition, harassment, and many hardships to reach the youth. But every one of them will tell you it was worth it.
It's 5:40 about in the morning. Do you know where your children are?
Yes, they're in Florida. Loading up speaker for the assembly program. And here we are as we walk into the school. Getting set up. There's Heather, Bradley, Jake. There's Danny. And little D. D, baby. Dominic. D. Hi. We're loading in. It's going to be a good day, Lord willing.
Morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
We're in Key West. I got up at like 1:05. I thought to myself, 1:05, and I still haven't slept yet. And I have these really awful pillows. Of course, nothing I can complain about. I'm really tired. I feel like Lunchables in the morning.
The way my life has been changed and impacted by God is it's allowed me an outlet to give what's been given to me. I do it because I want to express that which Christ has done for me in my life to others.
My main motivation is the fact of knowing that I was in the situation that a lot of the kids are in today, and that you know what it's like to be them, so you want to in turn reach out to them with where they're at. And that's really my motivation, is the fact that God was willing to reach down to me and pull me out of the circumstance I was in so that I could in turn, you know, do that for someone else.
Bradley and his crew fought for every school.
Fasting, prayer, staying connected. When Paul said, fight the good fight of faith, it's been just that. And as Jesus rightly said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And that's exactly what it's been, is straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
It's called tenacity. It's called never give up. It's called believing in what you, in your product, which I completely do, especially being a fruit of it. It's called not letting a principal say no because the kids are worth it.
To me, again, our end is the next generation. I know what it's like to be that kid, and I know what it was like when Christ saved me. And when I'm saying saved, I mean where he really brought salvation to me.
And it's like if these kids don't get somebody in their face giving them the ultimate truth, it's like they're going to basically be on that road for destruction. And so when we go into the schools, it's something that I'm giving them what I wish I would have had.
So what did Bradley do? He made a documentary combining the trials and tribulations of doing 331 high school assembly programs and the message that has been brought to each one in a five-part documentary series called My War.
The My War documentary is 12 years of ministry put into a five-part series.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. And the message that has been brought, supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show. I want to talk about something that matters, and it applies to every single one of us. The world calls it karma. We call it sowing and reaping. I mean, when we talk about Galatians 6, 7, what does it tell us? God is not mocked. Oh, I'm sorry. First, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Is it applicable to all of us? Well, again, in the book of Proverbs, it tells us what? It tells us that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. In other words, you're going to reap, if it's a just seed, you're going to reap a just harvest. If you're going to sow into an evil or a wicked seed, you're going to reap a wicked or a evil harvest. It's just how it works. Why? Again, because God is not mocked. It's just that simple. Oftentimes when I'm with the young people or I'm doing a college or I'm doing an event, regardless of age, it matters not. Speaking of the demographic, it's interesting. I'll ask them, if I take a seed of wheat or a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what is it that I'm going to reap? Well, they say whatever sort of seed that you sown. And it's like, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I mean, it couldn't be otherwise, could it? No, absolutely not. I can't sow bad seed into my life and then expect a good harvest. It just doesn't work that way. Matter of fact, in speaking to wherever I'm at during one of my events, I say to them, in many cases, the issues that you're having in your life, good, bad, indifferent, whatever the case might be, bringing that over to he who sows to the wind will, what does it say? He'll reap the whirlwind. Speaking of indifferent. But the point is many cases in more than not, as an absolute, might I bring it to, is the fact that you are going to reap what you sow. And if you're having issues in your life, you can just go ahead and look behind you concerning this type of seeds that you actually sowed into your life. You know, now I got to say this, because when I was a kid, I wasn't raised the right way. I just wasn't. My mom, I love my mom, didn't know my dad. Just being transparent with you. And the fact of the matter, again, is you're going to reap what you sow, right? And I was this kid that I'm going to convey to you right now through a parable. if you will. A father started out for his office early one morning after a light fall of snow, and turning, he saw his two-year-old boy endeavoring to put his tiny feet in his own great footprints. His little boy said, "Go on, I's a coming, Papa, I's a coming, yight in your tracks." The father caught the boy in his arms and carried him to his mother. He then proceeded to start for the office, but his habit had been to stop on the way at the bar for a glass of liquor before he went to work. Now, as he drove up to that bar that morning, he seemed to hear a sweet voice behind him saying, "Go on, I's a coming, Papa, I's a coming, yight in your tracks." He stopped, he's hesitated, he looked the future squarely in the face, and then he said to himself, "I cannot afford to make any tracks. I would not be ashamed or sorry to have my boy walk in," and he drove away never to return to the bar again. Now, that's a repentant dad, right? Well, I wasn't raised up that way. That's just not my lot in life, and I'm, again, not complaining about the way I was raised. I always had something to eat. I just didn't have my parents around, right? And Luke 7:35 comes to my aid, and I think of what that says. Wisdom is justified by her children. So what I did is I personally went out and I sold wild seed. I sowed the wrong seeds into my life, and then I wondered why I was constantly reaping an ill harvest. Over and over and over and over again. And it's like, oh my goodness. So again, the world calls this karma, but we call this sowing and reaping. Is it factual? Absolutely. There is no question about it. It is a law unto itself. Nobody can deny this in any sense of the word, can they? Nope, they can't. There's a true story told of two men who thought it would be okay to go duck hunting 2 weeks before the season opened, and they took with them a retriever, a dog, a brand new truck, decoys, fake ducks, and plenty of ammunition, bullets, and a couple of sticks of dynamite. What was that for? When they first arrived, they noticed that the lake that they chose was all frozen over. This was obviously a big problem, and one of them had a great idea. What he would do is he'd go back to his truck, get a stick of dynamite out of the back, and then blow a big hole in the middle of that frozen lake, throw down the decoys, and then have a heyday shooting at all of those little duckies. Well, he did just that. He went to his truck, pulled out the stick of dynamite, lit the fuse, and then threw it right smack in the center of that frozen lake. Friends, one thing he forgot, he had brought his retriever, that little dog, with him. And as faithful as that little dog was, he ran after the stick of dynamite that his owner threw, put it in his mouth, and then began to run back to, guess who, friends? His owner. Talking about reaping and sowing, sowing and reaping. The owner, in fear of being blown up, ran to get his shotgun. Then he began shooting at the retriever in hopes that he would not come back to him. Hey, friends, the retriever then was scared away, and guess where the little retriever ran? He ran right under the brand new truck. There's the evidence of his guilt. Guess what blew up? You got it? The retriever and the brand new truck. See, what he was doing was sowing seed and breaking or transgressing God's law. You know, 1 John 3:4, you know, Exodus 20. And what happened? Well, it nipped him right in the backside, didn't it? See, the things that blew up were the evidence of his transgressions before God. Why? Because, again, God is not mocked. He will not be mocked ever, now, or then. Folks, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and it applies to every single one of us. And why is that? Because right must always be right. And truth must always be truth. Let's take it a step further. Impurity must always be purity. Because right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that we can gauge the seed, rather it's righteous or unrighteous, holy or defied, and the list goes on concerning those seeds. And I'm taking that to Ezekiel 44:23 and making distinction because that's what the church and Christians are supposed to do. Okay? So you always have to have right, and you always will have wrong, because they're permanent fixtures of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved and they cannot be shifted. So friends, I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I love this topic, and I'm going to bring it all across the boards as to what it is applicable to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back.
Founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, your orders will go out in the morning. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. USPS says 3 to 5 days, just for the record.
I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time.
You have your orders in 3 to 5 days.
I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis
Red, white, and blue detail is excellent. Do not put them in your dishwasher. Do not put them in your dishwasher. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Red, white, and blue.
Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Come back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Phone lines will be available soon. We're working on that right now with our new BBS flagship out of Texas. Speaking of which, wanted to let you know our schedule. We are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair for 12 days. That will be from August 22nd to the September 2nd of 2024. 12 days, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you'd like to volunteer, we could definitely use your help. We're trying to slow our roll over the summer. But we're already looking at dates, so we're going to take the dates. We've never done this before during the summer. We've always worked year-round. No sabbaticals, as they call them. Have never done one of those. Been in ministry for 25 years. I don't understand how people do that. But in saying that, folks, we're going to keep rocking this thing because we got to make the most of the time that we have here. Again, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And with that said, we're also going to be in studio with Mike Adams from Natural News. That will be June 20th in Austin, Texas. That's coming up next week. And we are looking at a couple dates in Colorado. We're working on that. Don't want to go ahead and birth that baby before it's birth, but we are working on some dates in Colorado as well. Again, if you want to check us out, that's the place to go. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the schedule there. Show you what we have been up to, Luke 19:10, over the last 2 years. And in the process, friends, if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. It's always a three-month window. And now is the time to book us because it goes quick. 1-866 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to remind everybody, too, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're talking about right now how the world calls it karma. They say, hey, you got to be careful. You know, if you sow bad seed, you're going to reap an ill harvest. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, how many times I've asked my kids, raising them up out in rural Minnesota, we would drive by farmers in the springtime and we'd see the farmers plow. And then we would ask the kids, we'd say, okay, so what comes after plowing? You can put this up against Hosea 10:12. But we'd ask the kids, okay, what comes after plowing? The kids would say, well, the farmers then plant the seed. That's right. Okay, then when they plant the seed, I got a question for you, to my four boys, which are grown up. What sort of harvest are they going to reap? And they say, well, Dad, according to the seed that they sown in the springtime is going to be shown to the world in the fall time. And it's exactly right. It's exactly right. You reap what you sow. And I was just talking about during the end of the last segment, friends, that right must be right. It always must be right, and that truth must always be truth, and that purity must always be purity, and right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments. That's found in Exodus 20. That's found in Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, okay? And also keep in mind those Ten Commandments that the Lord established cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. What they do is they give us a knowledge of what sort of seed we're actually sowing, okay? Think of the parable of the sower. My goodness, folks, it's right there for you to read. Jesus gave explanation after explanation concerning the very topic in which we're covering right now. And it's one that the world cannot even deny because it is a law unto itself. I remember we would talk about in public schools when we talk about abstinence because kids want to hear about abstinence. And when I would do high school assemblies, what was of interest is I would say, so is it okay for you to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and then have premarital sex? And of course, everybody kind of blushed, right? And some were guilty of actually committing the act of fornication, not knowing that scripture says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, that fornicators, sex before marriage, none shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Okay, so I have to be a faithful witness and tell them that if you're going to sow that seed, this is what's going to happen. Well, I remember one time I was in one of those little rehab schools and a kid wanted to get tough with me. And he said, there's nothing wrong with having sex. 14 years old. And I looked at him and I didn't say it. But the first thing I thought is, you don't have any idea what you're talking about. You're just trying to be cool. And I understand that that is breeding from insecurity. I totally get it. I understood where I was and who I was dealing with. I was that kid. But he said to me, there's nothing wrong with having sex. I said, okay, so let me ask you something, showing you that it's a law unto itself, okay? And then we'll see how he responds to it. I then asked him the question. I said, so what do you think of that girl that you say that you love? Was with 3, 4, 5 different guys before you finally got to her. What do you think of that? Guess what? He had absolutely nothing to say. Why? Because it's, again, the law of reaping and sowing and reaping. No one can deny. The world cannot deny it. I was just reading the book of Jehu. This is incredible because people think, and since I'm here, I'm just going to go there. I'm going to go over to Ecclesiastes 8:11. I got so much going on inside of me concerning this topic, but people often wonder why. Why do the evil continuously do the things that the evil people do, the wicked do? Well, it tells us in Ecclesiastes 8:11, listen carefully, because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily, the heart of the children of man is fully set on them to do evil. They don't realize that they're going to reap exactly what they sowed. But that doesn't apply to everybody. Oh, yes, it does. I was just in 2 Kings going through the lives and the genealogies and the history of all of the kings, good, bad, and indifferent. And all of a sudden, there came a king about named Jehu. Now, what I have to do is I have to stop you right there. Remember King Jehu, but also remember Elijah. Remember, he faced off in 1 Kings 18 with King Ahab and his wicked wife, his rebellious witch named Jezebel. That's a fact. It's scriptural, right? And he went to the top of Mount Carmel. And what happened is, obviously, for those that don't know the story, that lone prophet, that lone holy prophet of God, Elijah, went to the top of the mountain and confronted all the false prophets. But the first thing that Elijah said to everybody was, how long will you fault or halt between two opinions? So he told them to make distinction right away. Well, all of a sudden the fire fell and all the people picked up their swords and killed all the false prophets, right? Well, the false prophets reaped what they sowed, right? Exactly right. But the point that I want to make is, a lot of people look at King Ahab, who was a wicked king, and he followed the king of Jeroboam, who did wicked in the sight of the Lord. Wickedness to the core. Well, Ahab was more wicked than the kings that went that followed him. And I'm talking about Jeroboam was the worst, but Ahab was the second in line, right? He was the first great loser when it came to who was more wicked in the sight of God. But what's interesting, and that is in the face of all the kings, so let me clarify that. But what I want you to get here is, most people look at, let's make it applicable today. Look at all the Bushes. Look what they've done. Yeah, look at the crimes they have committed against people. Look at the wickedness. Look at the fruit of wickedness that fell from their branches. And I'm talking about from Prescott Bush to Daddy Bush to Jeb Bush to George Bush Jr. and all the Bushes. They're all wicked, right? But Bradley, what about Bill and Hillary Clinton? Look at all the things that they've done. Look at Barack Hussein Obama and look at all the things that he's gotten away with. He's gotten away with nothing. First of all, the people have allowed him to get away with the things that he's gotten away with, but he still sowed the seed back into his own life. And what I want you to catch on to is taking that now to King Jehu. Elijah prophesied of King Ahab, okay, and Jezebel, that they would pay the price for their sin. They would reap what they sowed. And what I want you to catch here is, he also prophesied that Jezebel would not be buried and that her blood would be licked up by the dogs. Now, going fast forward to 2 Kings, and here comes King Jehu. Out of nowhere. Okay? What's interesting is, he went and he executed judgment upon all of the seed of Ahab. All of the seed of Ahab was judged by the Lord. He also made an appearance with that of Jezebel. And the king Jehu said to the people there, is there anybody on the king's side? And they said, yes. He said, now throw her outside of the window. She was thrown from aloft onto the cement and she died. And guess what? The dogs licked up her blood. There was no body to be found except her skull. Was God's prophetic word, was it accurate? Did they reap what they sowed? Absolutely, folks. Just because you don't see it now, you can rest assured, and they can rest assured all the more, that they are going to face God and they are going to reap what they sow. I guarantee you, all of those wicked men that you think have gotten away with their wickedness, they may have temporarily, but I can guarantee you right now, according to the word of God, that every one of them is paying the piper. Every single one of them. And I'll bet you every single one of them is doing their best, just like the rich ruler in Luke 16 saying, you know what, just let me go back and tell everybody about this hell that I'm now in. And I'm not telling you to fear hell. I'm telling you to fear God, because that's what scripture tells us. What is hell for? It is the consequence of unrepented sin. Read Luke 16. But all of those wicked men, friends, are now paying the piper, wishing people would have listened to this message that I'm giving to you right now. It's better to listen and take heed now while you have the time. We'll be right back. We're going to continue that story concerning King Jehu. Be right back.
Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com. PetRegen.com or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians
Make
United
distinction,
for Israel
friends,
in our nation's capital
of who the Jews
for the
are.
2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected
it's
officials
not all
and
of them.
State representatives.
We're Gather just clarifying, that's all. Nothing more,
Israel
nothing less.
And Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting...
Hey, they deserve more than a cell, that's for sure.
Or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice
right here,
in America.
Right here, Add right here, today. Right here. That's what we've done over the last year.
Father, BBS Radio TV.
Yeah, we should be up in just
Our
a second
shows
here.
Are so captivating. You'll binge watch until your couch demands okay. a family discount.
First,
and your remote sonsoflibertymedia.com. Don't skimp on the popcorn. Lather on that butter like it's going out of style.
Second,
BBS Radio TV.
First the head, then the heart, then the armor, right? So let's put that into perspective. This comes with all the orders, too, by the way. It's a little download. Again, your orders go out tomorrow.
BBS Radio TV.
You have them within 3 to 5 days.
From metaphysical politics to 9D chess. Our shows are
3 to 5 days, said the USPS. We've seen 2 to 3 days, but it is what it is.
Look like broccoli.
BBS Radio TV. Free, unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content, and we won't limit your opinions. You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it. How do you like them apples?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just highlighting, I didn't mean to do that, sorry. I was just highlighting the fact that we've been, you know, talking about reaping and sowing. The world calls it karma because they acknowledge it, that it's a law unto itself, that if they reap it, they're going to sow, or if they sow it, I'm sorry, they're going to reap it. That's right. Again, nobody can deny this in any sense of the word. And I was just talking about King Jehu because a lot of times people look at the wicked of the world and they say, well, you know what, Bradley, look what they get away with. They're not getting away with anything. Now, I do want to say this, like Nebuchadnezzar, God raised up Nebuchadnezzar to judge his people. Okay, so make distinction. In spite of men, the Lord still will use them for his purposes. Let's go back to King Jehu. So Jehu executed judgment and justice upon all of the seed of King Ahab and Jezebel. All of their seed were eradicated. King Jehu executed judgment upon every single one of them. Here's the catcher. You ready for this? Seriously. King Jehu, the Lord came unto him and told him, you did all of what was in my heart by judging King Ahab and all of his seed. Every single one of that wicked king and that witch Jezebel, Every seed that they planted, God judged. And they were eradicated in this life. In this life. Remember how Ahab got killed? Remember he wouldn't listen to the prophet Micaiah? And he said, Micaiah, he said, that prophet hates me. No, that prophet was always the one to tell him the truth. See, King Ahab loved to listen to the false prophets that told him to go and prosper in war. But Micaiah came along and said, no, if you go, this is what's going to happen. So what did they do? He told King Ahab the truth. So what does he do? He says, go give him the bread of affliction. Because he told him the truth. And you know what the king did? He tried to deceive the Lord. It was the Lord that put it in Micaiah's mouth to get him a spirit of lying in the prophet's mouth to deceive King Ahab that he would die in battle. Again, reaping what he sowed, friends. You know what King Ahab did? He tried to disguise himself in battle, and then they put someone else up as a decoy, being King Ahab. Guess who got killed? The real one. Guess who didn't get killed? The decoy. And the prophet that told the truth, he was the one that was given the bread of affliction. Hey, folks, when you do that to a prophet, those people are bringing a curse upon themselves. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. That's why you better take heed as to what you take heed to. And I'm talking about what Jesus said. Be careful as to what you take in your hearing. Be careful as to what you take in your thought life. Now, we're talking about reaping and sowing, aren't we? Oh, my goodness. I love this topic. I really, truly do. Because when I'm thinking of that, it's important that we bring up this as well. Now, I'm going to it. It's called what happens when you reap and what happens when you sow and what happens when you sow and what happens when you reap. Well, that sounds a little confusing. No, it doesn't. Not if you're paying attention to the details. Okay? Now, I'm looking it up right now. We're doing live radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And you can go ahead and watch us on live feeds even now. If you're listening to us through radio or one of our radio affiliates, please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm scrolling right now, and I'm looking for this because it is totally applicable to the conversation that we're having right now. Thank you, Lord. Okay? It's called Sow a Thought. Now, when Jesus said, take heed to what you hear and take heed as to what you think, you better understand that that process is the beginning stages of the fruit that you're going to bear in your life. That's why it's so important to stay in the Word of God. Shut the TV off. Stay out of the world. Don't be influenced by it. Have a single eye, right? Let the eye be single, the Word of God says. Be holy as I am holy. There's no other way to do that but staying in the Word. Because the Bible says, without holiness, you will not see the Lord. But listen to this. Sow a thought. You ready? Sow a thought, reap an act. You have the thought before you commit the act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Yep. I sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. You got that? That's right. I want to make one more point. These are all bunny trails, friends. Prophetic bunny trails for people that need to hear them. Let's go back to Jehu. The Lord came unto him and told him all that he did was the Lord's will. And did you know that Jehu followed the sins of Jeroboam as well? In spite of King Jehu doing the right thing, the Lord had his heart. The Bible says the king's heart is in his hand. He turn it whithersoever he wills. What's interesting to note, in spite of King Jehu, the Lord lived out his will through that man that was wicked before the Lord. That's insane to me. That's like an honest killer, right? Or an honest thief, or an honest liar. Well, that's crazy how that works. I mean, it's like a double-minded man living out the will of the Lord, but he's a wicked man. Well, the Lord can do that through anybody he so desires. He can even use a donkey to live out his will in speaking forth through a donkey. That's what scripture tells us, right? I mean, we're talking about the creator of heaven and earth here. So let me get back to this really quick. Okay, so you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others might want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles like you're seeing today, because it must always be where it always is. I mean, what is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society, because that produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law of God and you have no crime. And criminals love that mentality. They have no reason to repent, friends. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. We've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true, by saying, well, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Okay. I mean, that flies in the face of Scripture. I think of Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants who are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Okay, so wait a second. You have the dispensation and the choice to do the wrong thing, but you don't have the dispensation and the choice to do the right thing? No, it's a choice that you made. It was a judgment call, and you made a bad judgment call. Now you're going to reap what you sowed, and that's going to fall back onto your head concerning your bad call. Read Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. See, because what's important is that people understand is man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. This is important. Sin is moral. It's not physical. So therefore, never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. Nope. It's like you look at Benjamin Rush. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was also a doctor. Okay? You know what's interesting? Today we're told that there's a disease called alcoholism. Well, that never came about until modern times, because they created a bureaucracy out of it, is what they've done. Benjamin Rush said the way to cure alcoholism, that's not the word they used back there, the way to cure a drunkard from drinking again tomorrow is total abstention. Quit. Make the choice to stop. Well, some will say that's not true. Absolutely, it's true. We have national doctors that have told us it's absolutely true, and they've made literally billions of dollars off of the ignorance of the people in this country and worldwide. Because if they accept it as a sickness, and they call them, say, you know, like, for example, when I was a kid, I had to go through treatment. It wasn't for anything that many people might think as far as drugs and alcohol. I was thrown into a circus of those kids that had problems with those things. My problem was my parents weren't around. But here it is. You know, what do they do? They're taught to say their name and then, you know, my name is so-and-so, I'm a drug addict. No, you're not. Jesus came and saved us from all of that stuff. You're all acknowledging Jesus Christ, but you're still acknowledging you have this problem? Baloney. He makes all things new. When he comes into your life, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Is it true, Bradley? Oh, ask my family. Ask anybody that knew me in my rock and roll days if this is a different guy that everybody's listening to right now. Go ahead and ask them, is that a regenerated man? Well, just like my brother said to my mom, which was one of the greatest compliments that Christ has brought about in my life, when he said to my mom, that is not the same Bradley Dean. That is not the same kid that I knew a year ago. No, of course not. I was doing everything I shouldn't have done, and nobody said anything to me about it. Now that I'm following Christ, everybody thinks something's wrong with me because I'm doing the right thing. Really? Yeah. He converts you. You're born again. You know, that's what Scripture teaches us. Folks, if we're born again and we're born anew, guess who we're going to act like? Just like the Spirit that we're born of. Period. And we grow up into Him who is the head of all principality and power. I am so absolutely sickened when people's, oh, my name's Bradley Dean, I'm an alcoholic. Hey, my name's Bradley Dean, I'm a drug addict. Hey, my name's Bradley Dean, but I got no. Who's trying to get that in you? Those that are making money off of you. Because if they can convince you that you're dependent upon them, they're always going to hold that chain about your neck. And it's exactly what they do. Ask me, is it true? Absolutely. What they do is not true. And what the Word of God says when He says, you follow me and I'll cause men to be made free, in John 8:32, it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. I mean, it's... I'm going to come right back to this because I'm on this thought right now. We're talking about, the world calls it karma. We call it reaping and sowing. But here's the other thing. We're going to follow the lead of the Holy Ghost here. Anybody being ministered to? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, 1-866. So I guess I don't have that number anymore. Sorry about that.
Doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific
studies.
That's
exactly what it is, the victim mentality.
To facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great.
So I guess if we're being threatened by the wicked in government, I guess the answer is gold and silver, right?
For a partner that shares my values.
I guess that's it.
Gold Group showed me how easy it is to
you can't make it up,
401k,
folks,
or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, man. It's absolutely crazy what we're seeing here. We are over at our new flagship. That's been a month. Thank you for your patience. We're still working on upgrading it from where we're at right now, working with a great bunch of guys over in Texas on this platform. But I wanted to say, I mean, just think about what we just heard. Mike Lindell just said, okay, our country's being destroyed from basically from those within the halls of government. That's what he is talking about, right? And then the answer turns to gold and silver? No. The answer is going back to the living God to bring about justice and judgment upon the heads of the wicked through the church. Isaiah 26:9, that all the world might learn righteousness. That's what it tells us. But as they say, spirit of the world hasn't changed. They praise the dead saints and prophets. They praise the dead ones and they persecute and kill the living ones. And nobody wants to hear that right now. Let me finish this. We're talking about karma and we call it reaping what we sow. And I was just talking about man's ability. I want to just clarify this because I go off on these bunny trails. For those that don't get the bunny trail thing, here, let me say it this way. When you go into a restaurant, not everybody's getting the same thing on the menu. Those that are coming to the show are hungering and thirst for righteousness. The Lord knows how to feed them because he knows who they are. unbeknownst to me, I'm yielding to the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, and we call them prophetic bunny trails. I get people confirming these all the time. It's like when I'm in a church, anybody getting anything? Folks, I don't care if there's 500 people in there. All the hands go up because he knows where to go. So if you're off track a little bit, I'll come back to it. Just hold on a second, okay? That's all I'm doing is just obeying this, the leading of the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to give something to somebody that they need during that particular time that I'm able to give, okay? So let me go back to the point here. We're talking about reaping and sowing. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility because sin is moral, not physical. So therefore, never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse to break God's law. Absolutely not. What, I couldn't help myself when I robbed the bank? What, when a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he there exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? That ain't going to fly on judgment day. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Is he going to get a pass on that one? No. But this is what they're trying to normalize today. Is a man freed from the debt by the fact that he has spent all of his money and therefore cannot pay it back? Absolutely not. At the turn of the century, men would go to what? They would go to the workhouse if they owed a debt and they couldn't pay it off. Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? I mean, because after all, again, as I said twice, what do men revert to in America today because they're taught to do so? I was born this way. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Folks, this is a dangerous doctrine, America. This is a dangerous doctrine. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. Hey, folks, I'll tell you what, you better take heed to what you listen to. Because if you listen to man's condition, where they're trying to create victims out of everybody, are you paying attention to the fact that they have bureaucracies that are doing their best to get into your mind that you are the victim that's dependent upon the bureaucracies that they create so they can drain you of your finances? Anybody paying attention? Yep. Nothing new under the sun here, friends. Absolutely nothing new under the sun here. You put them out of business when you obey the Lord. That's just the bottom line. And that's the truth of the matter. It truly is. So when we talk about a nation, we wonder why we have, you know, like, for example, divorce rates up 117%, birth rates up for unwed girls 15 to 19, 553%, violent crimes up 794%. Hey, folks, as a nation, individuals, and as a nation, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You all do. But we want to end this in a positive, right? And I'll do my best to get to another topic here. But this stuff is fantastic. You guys ever heard of Jonathan Edwards? He was a great awakening preacher back in the 1700s. Very well respected in Christendom today. No doubt. Even today. Have you ever heard of Max Jukes? Well, let me show you the difference between an atheist versus a godly man. By the way, during the foundations of our country, Benjamin Franklin said that atheism was completely unheard of. Of course. Why? Because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. See, everybody was fighting, namely the 3% and the 13 colonies and the 56 signers. They were all fighting for their freedom, fighting off the tyrant across the pond that wouldn't be ruled by God. So they seen the bloodshed, and they seen the providence of God in everything that they did. They talk about it continuously in their writings. Okay? So I just want to make clear that you all understand that I know it's somewhat prevalent today, and I don't know if anybody pays attention to the details, but you do know that atheism precedes communism, right? Any dictator, before he takes reins, he's got to get rid of the Christian population. He's got to attack the foundations. The dummy doesn't realize that all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. And when we talk about these dummies, isn't that what happens to them every single time? Boy, I wish people would pay attention. So let's go to this. Max Jukes was an atheist. He lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl. And from their union, there was 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. That's the fruit of an atheist, a godless man. His 540 descendants cost the state during that particular time $1.25 million. And again, please keep in mind that this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same times as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl, and an investigation was made of 1,394 known dissidents of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents. This is a godly man. 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States of America. 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. Why? Listen carefully. Proverbs 10:7 comes to my aid. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Wow. Didn't know that. Oh, yeah, you do. Go ahead and take a look at what sort of seed is being sown into America. Everything that used to be illegal up into the 60s on so many various capacities and platforms throughout the United States used to be unlawful. Now the wicked have been prevalent in sowing seed amongst the masses to poison the rest. And the Bible tells us what? To purge the leaven out of the lump, that the lump might be new and it might be holy. We've done just the exact opposite. So we've sown the seed, and look what's happening to our country. It's being turned into hell. Why? Because we've taken heed to the enemy of our souls rather than taking heed to the Word of God. Americans don't take responsibility anymore. They just don't do it. And why? I don't know. Hey, folks, listen. And I want to end this on a positive note. To those that are repentant, to those that are in Christ. On a daily basis, I deal with the fallout of the world. But I'm constantly taking heed to what I hear. I'm constantly shaking that stuff off of me that tries to, well, attach itself to me. Condemnation. There is none in Christ. Ill will or a bad report. I'm always shaking those things off of me. I'm taking heed to what I hear, and I'm taking heed to what I see. And folks, I want to end with this because I love this parable. You ever heard of the donkey? The donkey parable? There was once an old farmer who had a donkey, and one day he was walking along and heard his donkey crying. And as he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came out to find that that donkey had fallen into an old well and was trying to get out. It's just like us. The farmer thought to himself, how am I going to get this donkey out of the well? And as he pondered it for a little bit, he began to reason within himself, saying, well, the donkey is too old anyways. Just let's go ahead and bury it. He's not really worth my time and effort to get him out of that well. Soon he called over some of his farmer buddies, and they began to shovel the scoops of dirt and throw it into the well, trying to bury the donkey. This is the spirit of the world to the church. Suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to do something very odd. For every scoop of dirt that they would throw on the donkey's back, you know what that little donkey would do? He would shake the dirt off and began to use each scoop as a step. He would shake the dirt off and begin to use each scoop as a step to get out of that well. Hey friends, life is hard. It is uphill. The world tries to throw a lot of fear and doubt and oppression on us. But you know what? You know what you have to do? We have to use what they throw on us as a stepping stone to get us out of that hole. You are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Keep your eyes fixed on Christ and shake off the voice and the dirt of the world, that we might be found in Christ, where we overcome in all things that we're called to overcome. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18, see ya. What we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18, see ya.